SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. You know, life's a bit like that game of dodgeball. You're constantly throwing yourself into situations, hoping to land those epic wins. But sometimes, you just get hit with a whammy. A rejection. A setback. A missed opportunity. Ever felt like you were aiming for the bullseye, only to have it come crashing back down around you? Yeah, me too. Today, we're diving deep into the art of rejection and handling those inevitable setbacks because, let's face it, they're part of the human experience. It's not about avoiding them, but about mastering how we react when they hit us square in the face. Think of it like this. Rejections aren't walls, they're redirection signs. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that might just be your secret weapon against those setbacks. First up, acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they don't exist. Feel the disappointment, the frustration, even the anger. It's all part of the process. Imagine you're a top athlete who just lost a championship match. You wouldn't expect them to smile and say, "Great game." No way. They'd feel the sting of defeat. But here's the thing. Acknowledging those feelings doesn't mean dwelling on them. It's about accepting them, understanding them, and then moving forward. Second, shift your perspective. When you get knocked down, it's easy to focus on what went wrong, right? But instead of looking at it as a complete failure, try reframing it as a valuable learning experience. Think about those epic movies. The ones where the heroes face their greatest challenges and come out stronger on the other side. That's because they learned from their mistakes, adapted, and kept fighting. You can do the same thing. Third, analyze what went wrong, but don't overthink it. This isn't about beating yourself up, but rather understanding the situation. What could have been done differently? What lessons can you take away from this experience? Remember, even successful people face setbacks, it's part of the journey. The key is to learn from those mistakes and use them as stepping stones to success. Fourth, don't let fear hold you back. Rejection can be a real buzzkill, making you question your abilities and pushing you towards playing it safe. But here's the truth. Fear is a liar. It wants to keep you in your comfort zone, but that's where growth stagnates. So, take those calculated risks, put yourself out there, even if it feels scary. The worst that can happen is you learn something new. And hey, wouldn't you rather learn than wonder, what if? Finally, remember your worth. You are so much more than a single rejection or setback. You have unique talents, skills, and experiences that make you amazing. Don't let one bump in the road define you. Hold on to that confidence, keep pushing forward, and remember, even the greatest failures can lead to incredible triumphs. Now, let me tell you a quick story. Imagine this. You're trying out for the school basketball team. You pour your heart into every practice, giving it your all. Game day arrives, and you nail every shot in warm-ups, feeling unstoppable. But then, during the actual game, you miss a crucial free throw that could have sealed the victory for your team. Disappointment floods you. You feel like a failure. But here's the thing. Do you let that one missed shot define your entire experience? Or do you recognize it as a learning opportunity? Maybe you needed to work on your free throw technique. Maybe you got nervous under pressure. Whatever the reason, instead of letting it crush your spirit, use it as fuel to practice harder and come back even stronger next time. Remember that feeling of wanting to quit, but knowing deep down that wasn't an option? You channeled that disappointment into a fire that pushed you forward. That's what we're talking about, harnessing the power of rejection and turning it into something incredible. So, how are you going to handle those inevitable setbacks in your life? Take a moment right now to think about one challenge you're facing. How can you apply these lessons to make that situation work for you? Remember, you've got this. Keep pushing forward, keep learning, and never stop striving for greatness. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might need a little boost of inspiration today. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building your best life, one stoic step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.